catch your breath. We'd get in the barn when he'd bring the hay, you know, and pull the hay. His papa would throw it over in there. We'd pull the hay back to the back so we'd have room for another load.
What are the places in the barn where they store hay?
Upstairs. They had a big upstairs, big barns, you know, and a staircase to go up, and that was where they stored the hay.
Did they call that anything, the upstairs part?
Did they do it?
Did they call that anything?
No, just up in the barn, it's all with you.
They would call it the loft?
Yeah, hay loft, the loft, yeah, the hay loft.
When they mowed the hay out in the fields, now I guess they bale it as they mow.
Yeah, they bale it now.
Now, before that, did they ever pull it up?
They had rakes to pull it up. You see, they had this great big lake with prongs, you know. The horses pull it and they go cut it and let it lay there, and I guess for a day, wouldn't it? And then they go rake it up, and then they pick it up and put on loads upon wagons, just as high up, and go. Then they go to the barn and put it in there.
I see. Did they ever make haystacks out in the fields?
My daddy never did, but lots of them did. He had this big barn, a big crib, and other cribs and all these stuff.
Now, a crib, what's
that? That
was
a corn crib, where they put the corn.
Is that part of the barn or away
no,
from the barn?
No, that was away from the barn. I was just a few steps from the barn, but that's where the corn was put. Well, you went in there and shelled your corn, sacked it up and carried the mill for meal, hominy.
What did they call, when you were taking corn to the mill, did they ever say you're taking something of corn to the mill?
Yeah, well, some of you chaps get on that old horse, and our old doll, we call Blind Bob, and carry this corn down the mill. Some of the men will take it off for you.
They ever say anything like taking a turn of corn to the mill?
Yeah.
How much?
Yeah, turn of corn would be about a bushel, wouldn't it? I know we'd have enough to do 2 or 3 weeks.
And that'd be a turn of corn.
That'd be a turn
of corn. I was
wondering
how much a turn was.
Yeah, well, that would say a bushel or more of grain corn come into meal.
Did they ever say anything like a turn of wood?
Yeah, go bring in a turn of wood, load.
An arm load? What
an arm load of wood or a turn of wood.
What about a turn of water? Did they ever have anything?
Go bring me a bucket of water. Go wait. Grandma would say, I wish somebody would go draw some water and said, go down to China to get it so it'd be cold. See, you didn't have no ice.
Oh.
Go just as deep as you can. Cause
in the spring or the well? Or
the well.
The well?
My daddy made wells. Of course, we had one.
Somebody said around here that they had a problem. One reason they went to this rural water association was that you'd get down so far and you'd hit salt water.
I know we got a pump right there in the yard. We had one. We moved here, and we're on the water line now. And that water is inclined to be alkali, something. It wasn't good like this water we have here now.
It's not.
Water treatment.
Mm-hmm. Now this is, are you all on the rural waters?
Mm-hmm. I go to her house and pay my bill.
Oh, I see. Now, I never heard this term turn used very much before, and I was curious about it. And of course, that's one thing we wanted to find out about how much that was.
We had buckets.
Did they say a turn of water?
No, bucket of water.
Bucket
mostly
of water.
A bucket of water.
All the turn was wood, pine knots.
We had a chef at the front porch, good sized chef, and my daddy had roped some wire around, you know, and made a good long string, and he had a big nail up here, and he hung that bucket on that wire to keep cats from drinking out the bucket. But in the meantime, there's one dipper in it for the whole family, or anybody else that wanted to come
family's
drink.
Family's okay, but not the cats.
Not the cat. The families is okay to drink, but not the cats. No, don't let no cat get up there and drink water out in that bucket.
What was this bucket made of?
Cedar with brass. We scrub that, you know, and make those bales just shine.
Mm. Did they ever make buckets out of metal?
Of what?
Out of metal.
They didn't have the water buckets then, they didn't.
We had cedar buckets. Cedar. We scrubbed them. Kept them pretty and clean.
Oh, what did you carry milk in?
We had a not enamel, but a
regular tin.
It was a big old tin bucket. Milk bucket. We bought the milk bucket, and it had a strainer here in it,